Phoneboy Speaks, episode 284, More and More for Less and Less.
So I finally got my notice from Comcast today that they were going to start encrypting cable. And what that, they've been doing this for the, with the digital channels for a while, but the channels that are basically as part of their limited basic tier, you know, things that are just like your local network affiliates and a few other things like shopping channels and stuff that, you know, really nobody really wants, but you know, they have anyway. It's you know, they were putting those out in what they call ClearQuam, which is basically you could hook it up to a digital TV and get it. And of course, you know, that's been, this is also, you know, part of the march away from analog. They got rid of all the analog channels, because that, you know, whatever. So now the next step is to basically lock it down. So yes, you have to pay for TV in order to be able to see the channels, which is fine, whatever. I think the problem with it really is that it's very difficult to use your own equipment. You have to use, digital equipment. You have to use their box, right? And Comcast is giving customers some, as part of a deal, I guess they made with the FCC. They're essentially giving you, for a period of time, a free box to be able to de-scramble these TV channels and watch them. And of course, you know, then after that period of time, then the costs will go up. And I'm needless to say, when I knew this was coming, I was very angry about it. In fact, I even wrote something to the FCC, and the FCC told me to go take a flying leap, that I shouldn't be complaining to them, but rather my local, the city of Gig Harbor, whoever allows Comcast to be the cable company locally. You know, it sounds pretty typical. You know, I'm not a real fan of the FCC anyway. This whole thing is just, you have to use their equipment. You can't, you know, there's certain kinds of boxes that you used to be able to hook up. I mean, the TV I paid for is now cannot receive channels from cable without a box from Comcast, which is crazy. And I have one of these boxes already, because when they switched over from analog to digital, they gave out these little boxes. You could, if you had analog TVs, you could still watch, you can still watch programs. It's a slow box. I mean, trying to change channels, it takes 5 seconds to change a channel. It's crazy. And the picture quality is not that great, and lots of other things. And so I'm not really impressed by this. And of course, I've seen the higher end boxes, which of course you can get these higher end boxes and that have all the features on it. And, you know, all I just want to do is watch TV. And of course, a box makes that much more complicated. I don't understand why it's has to be so complicated, but hey, they also can't believe that they're charging what they're charging. Isn't that the other thing I saw in my bill was, oh, by the way, the cost for limited basic is going up another $2. And of course, the reason for that is, of course, the local broadcast stations want more money. And so they pass it along. And in fact, limited basic has gone up like $7 or $8 in the last 7 or 8 years. Just, I've lived in Gig Harbor. I'm sure it went up, other places I've lived as well. But it's like everybody wants money to watch so that you can watch television. And, you know, I don't get it. There's, you know, we see so many ads on the television that I don't understand. And in fact, if I just wanted to really hook up an antenna, I probably could get most of the channels over the air for free. So, you know, what's the value in paying $25 a month to Comcast for that? I am not sure. And I'll have to check the antenna out and see how well it does, but that's a project for another time. But anyway, the only thing that's happening really with all of this is, yes, this makes it easier for Comcast, but it just gives them another reason to charge you more money, because now you have to have a box, even if you just have the most basic of cable service. And they're just trying to get as much money out of everybody. And it's just, you know, look, I understand their business, they got to make money, but this is ridiculous. It's like we keep paying more and more for less and less, and it's just getting disgusting.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.